Now time for Locker Room Chat. I'm here with Riverside head coach Bryce Payton, coming off a 34-21 home win against Jefferson West. And first of all, Coach, your overall thoughts on the win?
I thought we played pretty well. We obviously showed our youth at times, and I think we are slowly are learning from those mistakes, but those are going to happen. A couple careless fumbles and an interception. They just happened to come boom, 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 back to back to back for us. But overall, I thought we played. We ran the ball effectively, which put ourselves in good positions, and made some plays on defense, which really helped us out.
Yeah, absolutely, and forcing six turnovers yourselves. But in terms of your offense is concerned, very efficient both over the air and on the ground. What are some things that you liked from your quarterback and your overall your thoughts on your offense?
Our throwing game is kind of predicated off of what the defense kind of gives us. And I thought Beckham threw the ball much more effectively than I anticipated. I think that was, easier routes and simpler completions. But also we had a couple times where our kid just went up and made a good play, and a couple really good, our three leading receivers there last night or Friday night, they came to play and played really well for us.
Was Griffin's performance, does it kind of make you look back and think, oh, I got to kind of maybe do some things a little bit different in terms of game planning is concerned because of the way he plays?
I would say that's about where we want to be, throwing the ball. Obviously, as he gets his feet under him a little bit better, he'll run a little bit more effectively. But we had our two running backs, Percy and Elijah. They ran the ball pretty effectively, which helped that out, and we didn't have to run our quarterback as much. But in terms of game planning and stuff like that, I thought he did exactly what we kind of wanted him to do, and just kind of worked out for us.
Going to take a quick break, and we'll come back with Coach Payton in just a bit. Back with Coach Payton ahead of his game against Perry Lecompton. This is a Cause team that's always historically been very good, coming off a loss. How are you trying to get yourselves ready for this, what should be a very good matchup?
We know that Perry, back-to-back state championship runs the last couple of years, and dealt with some injuries. And I know Coach Paramore's a great coach, and they lost to a really good Sebesta physical team. There's nothing to hang your hat on about that loss at all. They played pretty well. But we know that this is going to be a different challenge. Perry coming off a little bit hungrier, getting their first home game. We're going to have to play really well on Friday night.
Absolutely. Playing against a 3A school, how important is it to get a tough test like this?
We won't really know what our league has pushed us till we get into district play and see how we play against the other 1A schools. But there's a big difference in our league. We have a great league, and we're looking forward to the challenge this week and doing everything we can preparation-wise and to give us ourselves the best chance to win on Friday.
Kind of talking about more about your guys' team here on Locker Room Chat. Up in the trenches, how did you feel like you guys, both on the offensive and defensive side of the ball, fared in the trenches?
We could do better, but on the defensive line, we're starting two freshman defensive ends and a sophomore inside tackle, and our junior Percy that's done really, really well for us. But I thought those guys did their assignments, especially the second half when we kind of they had a little bit, under their feet, and then they started learning and picking some stuff up quick. But anytime we have Todrick behind them, is a good thing. And, you know, offensively, we're just young as well, and inexperienced. You know, we have a sophomore center and a sophomore tackle, with a freshman guard. And, you know, they, those sophomores last year, with due to our numbers, they weren't able to play any JV games. So, they're still trying to figure stuff out and get the speed of the game as well. But overall, I thought we handled ourselves pretty well in the trenches.
Yeah, young but with a lot of passion, that's for sure. Coach Payton, thank you so much for your time. Best of luck on Friday, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thanks, Jared. I really appreciate it.
That was Riverside head coach Bryce Payton here on Locker Room Chat. It's been brought to you by Euler Law and Euler Dental.